Okay, so get ready, because today we are diving deep into a world pretty different from our own,
Yeah,
but
definitely.
also hauntingly familiar in some ways, too. This is The Year by Gloria Muñoz.
Oh, such a good one.
It's one of those books, that just pulls you in from the first page,
Totally.
and we've got excerpts from the book itself.
Awesome.
It's a roller coaster.
It really is. It's a coming-of-age story, but with this really unique setting,
Yes.
a future Florida that's been ravaged by climate change.
Oh, wow.
We're talking red tides, tornadoes, extinct manatees. It's
Serio.
a world that's like on the brink, and the book does not shy away from like the harsh realities.
And in the midst of all of that, we meet Julia,
Yes.
a high school senior grappling with everything.
Yeah.
Loss of her twin sister, the pressures of a future that feels so uncertain, and then she gets this really unique opportunity that could change everything.
What really struck me was how the story is written as a letter to Julie's deceased twin, Ophelia. It's like we're eavesdropping on her most private thoughts and feelings.
Yeah.
You instantly connect with Julie's vulnerability and the rawness of her grief.
Yes. It's so intimate and heartbreaking.
Yeah.
You feel her anger, her confusion, this
Ooh.
constant sense of longing for her sister. And the way Munoz weaves that personal grief with the larger backdrop of climate change,
Yes.
it's incredible. It creates this tension, like the world is mirroring Julie's inner turmoil.
Absolutely. And it's not just about like theoretical climate change. It's about the impact on everyday life.
Right.
The cracked window in Julie's apartment after a storm, the makeshift basement shelter.
Oh, wow.
These details make it feel so real, so immediate.
It's like you're holding your breath, wondering what's going to happen next, both for Julie and for the world that she lives in.
Yeah.
And speaking of what's next, the book introduces this really intriguing program,
Yes.
the Cometa program.
Right. It's this futuristic space exploration program funded by this corporation called Starcrest. It's presented as this huge opportunity, this chance to become a new American Cometa Ranger and travel to the moon.
And you could just imagine how appealing that would be to someone like Julie, trying to escape her grief and a world that feels like it's falling apart.
Totally.
But it's not as simple as just signing up and blasting off, is it?
Definitely not. There are conflicting viewpoints about the program. Some see it as a symbol of progress, a way to start anew,
Okay.
while others are skeptical, even cynical about it. And Julie herself seems torn. Her motivations are constantly shifting.
I love how Munoz uses these numbered lists of reasons to leave Earth throughout the book.
Oh, yeah.
They evolve as Julie's experiences and perspectives change. It
Yes.
gives us this glimpse into her internal struggle. It's like she's trying to convince herself as much as anyone else. And
Exactly.
then there are the other characters, like Sonia Mari Roger,
Yeah.
Julie's friends from before her sister's death. Their relationships with Julie are so complex, full of unspoken tensions and awkward encounters.
For sure.
They each seem to be dealing with a loss in their own way.
Yeah.
And it's affecting their connection with Julie.
Right.
It's so relatable, how grief can ripple outward and impact everyone around you.
Totally.
And then there's Janine, this new transfer student who unexpectedly becomes a source of comfort for Julie.
Oh,
It's like a
nice.
little spark of hope amidst all the darkness.
Their connection feels so genuine, especially against the backdrop of all these other strained relationships.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how these friendships will evolve as Julie navigates her grief and this huge decision about the Cometa program.
And here's where things get really interesting. There are hints of unexpected twists, like Julie joining a roller derby team,
What?
the Skirt Bags.
Wow.
Talk about an outlet for all that pent-up
I
emotion.
love that. And
Yeah.
that's not all.
Oh.
There's even mention of a dramatic event at the launch itself,
Right?
something that could change everything. Munoz masterfully builds this sense of anticipation,
Wow.
leaving you on the edge of your seat, desperate to know what happens next.
It's like she's saying, hey, here's this fascinating world, these compelling characters, this impossible choice, but I'm not going to give you all the answers just yet.
Right?
It's brilliant. It keeps you hooked and wanting more.
It definitely makes you curious, what will Julie ultimately decide?
Right.
Will she find solace in the stars or forge a new path here on Earth? And what about those twists and turns? There's a sense that anything could happen,
Totally.
and that's part of the book's magic.
It leaves you with this lingering question. What will This Is the Year ultimately hold for Junio?
Right.
And I guess we'll have to dive deeper into the book to find out.
I guess so.
But first, we got to take a quick break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
You know what really adds another layer to this whole thing?
What's that?
The way Munoz like subtly weaves in this commentary on like societal issues, especially with technology and corporations.
Oh, absolutely. It's like she's holding up a mirror to our own world.
Yeah.
And asking, what if things keep going in this direction?
Exactly.
Remember that scene where Julie encounters Agent Morningstar?
Oh, yeah.
One of the Cometa program leaders at her Renoco Rocket Mart job?
Yes. That scene is chilling. The way Morningstar approaches Julie, almost like a recruiter dangling this like incredible opportunity.
Right.
It just makes you question the motives behind the program.
Yeah. Is it really about scientific exploration, or is there like a more manipulative agenda at play?
Right. And then there's the constant surveillance, drones, cameras. It feels like privacy is a luxury in Julie's world.
Yeah.
And like the influence of corporations like Starcrest over space exploration, it makes you wonder who's really benefiting from all of this.
Exactly. But even with all that darkness, there are these like glimmers of hope, these moments of genuine human connection that shine through. Like that scene where Julie finds the injured roseate spoonbill on the beach after a tornado.
Oh, that scene is just beautiful. The way Munoz describes the bird, the symbol of hope and resilience amidst the devastation.
Yeah.
It's like a metaphor for Julie herself.
We're trying to find her footing in this world that just feels broken.
And her relationship with Roger.
Yeah.
It's so interesting how it evolves throughout the book.
Right.
Remember that scene in the school theater where he breaks down about losing his dog in the tornado?
It's such a raw, vulnerable moment. And Julie, despite her own grief, she chooses to stay with him to offer comfort.
Yeah.
It's a turning point in their friendship.
Mm-hmm.
This recognition that they can lean on each other.
Yeah.
Even when everything else feels uncertain.
And the way they work together to help the spoonbill, checking in on it at Ronokonoko, even giving it a name.
I know.
Techno.
So cute.
Like, they're finding purpose and connection in caring for another being.
Yeah.
Something outside of their own pain.
It's a reminder that even in the midst of grief and loss, there's still room for kindness, for compassion.
Yeah.
And that those acts of caring can be incredibly healing, both for ourselves and for others.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's the prom scene where Julie, dressed as Lady Frankenstein. Brilliant touch. By the way, seems to be letting go, having fun for the first time in ages.
Yeah.
And then, bam, she has this panic attack.
That moment is so powerful because it highlights the unpredictable nature of grief.
Right.
It's not linear.
Right.
It can sneak up on you even in moments of joy or lightness.
And it reminds us that Julie is carrying so much weight on her shoulders. This decision about the Cometa program, her strained relationships, the loss of her sister. It's all bubbling beneath the surface.
And speaking of the Cometa program, the training itself seems pretty intense.
Yeah.
We see glimpses of Julie pushing herself to the limit physically and mentally.
It makes you wonder if she's truly ready for this, if she's going for the right reasons.
Right. It's like she's trying to escape her problems, but the training forces her to confront them head on.
Uh-huh.
And her initial motivation to leave Earth, it starts to shift as she experiences the challenges and the camaraderie of training with the other candidates.
Yeah, she starts to realize that maybe running away isn't the answer.
Right.
Maybe facing her grief, her fears, is the only way to truly move forward.
Exactly. And the other trainees, Neil, Jamiro, Jarrio, they add another layer of complexity to the story.
They're not just background characters. They're each dealing with their own anxieties and aspirations.
Yeah.
And their interactions with Julie, sometimes supportive, sometimes competitive.
Right.
It feels so real, so authentic to the experience of being part of a team.
And then there's the conflict with her mom. When Julie finally reveals that she's been accepted into the Cometa program, her mom's reaction is, well, explosive.
It's heartbreaking because you can see both sides of the story.
Right.
Julie's mom is terrified. She sees the program as dangerous, a pointless risk.
Mm.
But Julie sees it as her chance, her escape, maybe even her destiny.
And it's not just about the program itself. It's about their different experiences, their different dreams.
Yeah.
It's a classic generational clash. But Munoz gives it this incredible depth and nuance that just pulls you in. You can feel the tension, the love, the frustration. It's all there. And then just when you think you've got things figured out, Munoz throws in another curveball.
Oh, yeah.
Sonia's secret.
What?
It turns out she's been visiting Ophelia's grave like every week.
Oh, wow.
Which completely changes our understanding of her character and her relationship with Julie.
Right.
It's a reminder that like everyone grieves differently.
Yeah.
And sometimes the people closest to us are the ones hiding the most pain.
It's true. their conversation at the grave is so raw and honest.
Yeah.
They finally like let their guard down,
mm-hmm.
sharing their grief and these like complicated feelings about Ophelia.
It's a powerful moment of connection. And it leads to Sonia introducing Julie to something truly mind-blowing.
Okay, what?
The Holoprism 9.0.
The what?
This futuristic device that uses memories and AI to create holographic projections of deceased loved ones.
Ooh, that's crazy.
Talk about a game changer. The way Munoz describes the holographic Ophelia, it's almost as if she's back in the room with Julie.
Wow.
Full of life and laughter.
Oh, wow.
It makes you question what it truly means to lose someone.
Yeah.
And like whether technology can ever bridge that gap.
It's both beautiful and unsettling.
Totally.
On the one hand, it's this incredible opportunity for Julie to reconnect with her sister,
mm-hmm.
even if it's just an illusion.
Right.
But on the other hand, it forces her to confront the permanence of Ophelia's absence.
And the timing couldn't be more intense.
Oh. Gosh.
Just as Julie is experiencing this profound encounter with the holographic Ophelia, she gets the news.
Uh-huh.
She's been selected for the Cometa program.
Wow. Talk about a whirlwind of emotions.
It's like fate is pushing her towards this destiny,
yeah.
even if she's not entirely sure she's ready.
Right. The book does an incredible job of building the tension leading up to the launch, the graduation ceremony, the goodbyes, the media frenzy.
Mm.
You can practically feel the energy and anticipation.
And then just as Julie is about to board the shuttle, surrounded by cameras and cheering crowds,
yeah.
something unexpected happens.
No.
She has a complete breakdown.
Oh, no. After all this buildup, all her determination to escape Earth,
right.
she suddenly falters at the very last moment.
It makes you wonder if those doubts she's been wrestling with have finally caught up with her.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
such a human moment.
Yeah.
And it really speaks to the complexity of her character.
Totally. Munoz doesn't shy away from showing the messy, unpredictable nature of emotions, especially when it comes to grief and loss.
And that's where the book leaves us.
I know.
On a cliffhanger.
The worst.
Will Julia board the shuttle and embark on this like life-changing journey?
Right.
Or will she choose a different path?
Yeah.
It's a question that will keep you thinking long after you finish reading.
But even though the ending is open-ended, the book offers this sense of hope.
Yeah.
This belief that even amidst loss and uncertainty, there's always the possibility for growth and healing.
The year is more than just a coming of age story. It's a reflection on grief ambition and the choices we make when faced with an uncertain future.
Right.
But more importantly, it's a story that invites us to ask ourselves,
yeah.
what would we do in Julie's shoes?
Exactly.
What does it mean to truly live, to grieve, to hope?
If you're looking for a book that will stay with you,
yeah.
that'll make you think and feel deeply, then the year is definitely worth adding to your reading list.
Absolutely.
Trust me, you won't be disappointed.
So there you have it, our deep dive into This Is the Year.
It's so good.
We've explored the themes, the characters, the twists and turns.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, the best way to experience this incredible story is to dive in yourself.
And who knows?
Yeah.
It might just inspire you to take a leap of faith and embrace the unknown, just like Julie.
That's it for our deep dive today. Thanks for joining us.